This is a special report on the COVID-19 virus update with Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands. All right, at 4 o'clock on Friday the 27th, the governor had a conference.
The governor has extended his state of emergency by issuing a stay-at-home order, and the governor would like for people to begin exercising this order voluntarily at this time, right now. By 5 p.m. Monday, it will be in effect and fully enforced by the law enforcement officers of the state. That means I'm asking our Highlands Police Department at 5 p.m. on Monday to fully comply and enforce the order that the governor has issued, and that is that everyone is supposed to stay home and stay in place. There are some exceptions to this. You can leave your home if you need to acquire food. If you are in an essential job, for example, some of our employees in the town are in essential jobs, our medical employees at the hospital, that's considered to be an essential job. Also, if you have to have medicine, you can leave your home, and you can leave your home for exercise purposes if you need to go out and walk. The governor has also imposed the maximum gathering of 10 people. That is the same state of emergency order that we had already in place here in Highlands with our last state of emergency order. There's no gatherings of people more than 10 people at a time. Only essential businesses will remain open. For example, our hardware store and our grocery store and, of course, the drug store. His staff indicated that the CDC has now declared that North Carolina has widespread transmission of the COVID-19 virus. This order mirrors the existing town ordinance that we had in place, the emergency ordinance, but it does have the stay-at-home provision that I expect and the governor and everyone else expects all of our residents to follow. For our friends who have come up here, even against the advice that we've been issuing from out of state, you are expected to comply with this order that the governor has made, just like the permanent residents of Highlands. Everybody will have to cooperate in staying at home and staying in place. So I want to thank everybody for their cooperation in advance. I want to thank our law enforcement officers who I've been out on the streets seeing them doing the checkpoints. Traveling will need to be curtailed, and it will need to stop by 5 o'clock on Monday because we will have the stay-at-home order in place.
From Allen, can the mayor suspend rent, utilities, mortgage payments, etc. for those who've been out of work?
No, I cannot. We cannot suspend anything. Our statutes do not even allow us to suspend utility payments. We are following all the guidelines that the state has prescribed. And here are the guidelines. We will not cut off any utilities during this state of emergency, so you don't have to worry about losing your power and water. There will be no late fee charges for people that cannot pay their utility bill. We are working to set up a repayment system that would be very generous and understanding.
A concerned listener, one more, and you've already touched on this, called and asked that the public be reminded that Highlands does not have ventilators or the intensive care facility to accommodate those who come to Highlands and may acquire the virus.
I'm glad that question was asked again. One of the people that has been participating in our emergency sessions has been Tom Neal, the CEO of the Highlands Cashiers Hospital.
The first thing you're going to see when you come to Highlands Cashiers Hospital is you have one entrance, and that's it. Everybody that comes into the hospital, whether they're seeking treatment, whether they're visiting someone, whether a vendor, or even our employees, we're screening them to assure they do not have any risk symptoms for COVID-19. Do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? Have you had travel restrictions? If you're a patient, we will immediately put you in a mask. We'll put you in a private room so we can rule out whether you do or do not require testing for COVID-19. If you're a visitor, right now, we are at a level 2 visitation. And what does that mean? If you come in with these risk factors, you will not be allowed access to the hospital. If you're clear of those, we are limiting to one visitor per patient right now. I want to emphasize the reason for this is that we look very strongly at the safety of both our patients, but also our staff, as well as other visitors in the hospital. We are prepared to isolate our patients. We have private rooms that have been set aside for this. We are making sure that we have adequate, what they call PPE. I think everybody's heard that, but that's personal protective equipment. These are the masks, the gowns, the gloves. So we are adequately staffed and supplied to manage the patients coming in.
If there's an emergency situation in Highlands, the hospital and all the EMS response have the ability to put someone on a ventilator in a life-threatening sudden emergency. They can put you on a ventilator to stabilize you, but those folks that need extensive time on a ventilator would have to be transported to an ICU unit like in Asheville.
Shutdown versus lockdown, and the Macon County commissioners had a vote?
On Thursday afternoon, they had a special meeting where they voted to create a state of emergency for Macon County. It does not apply to the town of Franklin and Highlands because we have our own separate states of emergency. The one difference is that we have that provision where you are expected, if you're coming in from another community, to quarantine in place if you're going to reside here overnight or longer. And that does not apply to the Macon County state of emergency. The town is not locked down. The town is virtually shut down in effect. Retail stores that are not essential are closed. Restaurants are closed except for those who are doing takeout. Essential stores like our hardware store, and we have our grocery stores open for people who need supplies. The recreation department is shut down in the town. There are no recreation sites. VRBOs are shut down. I'm sending this out again to those folks that are operating a VRBO in town. You need to cease and desist. We're under a state of emergency that is not really allowed. We're not trying to stop, for example, people who have legitimate reasons for working or being in town to come into Highlands.
There are people calling you. You've got friends in New Orleans. You've got friends in Florida. I mean, what are people saying to you when they call you?
I am being blunt, Steve, with my friends. I hope that they will forgive me after this crisis has passed. But I'm saying, do not come. I had a friend in Florida who first was saying, well, we want to do a VRBO on our house in a few weeks. I said, no, they are shut down. Highlands Cashiers Hospital had another telebroadcast on Thursday night. Dr. Bill Hathaway was explaining that while they have a lot of resources in Asheville, the resources in the outlying hospitals like Highlands Cashiers, Franklin, Blue Ridge, and others, they're limited.
We would never expect a small hospital like Highlands to take care of the most severely ill. We will bring those patients to the higher technology like Mission Hospital in Asheville, which I think most of you know is really a world-class tertiary and quaternary care facility. We have 800 beds at our disposal with the capacity to expand to even more. We have well over 100 intensive care unit beds, and we have the ability to turn almost all of our beds into intensive care unit beds if the demand is such. We pray, as I've said, that that won't be the case. But we're taking nothing for chance, and we're working actively to make sure that we're prepared to take care of patients. And then we would use Highlands to offload some of the less sick patients if it became that bad. So we have a comprehensive and coordinated strategy with both Highlands and our other sister hospitals on how we plan to address this illness. We have limited what we call PPE, or personal protective equipment, which is critical to the healthcare workers' ability to protect themselves and patients when we're caring for people who are ill with COVID-19. PPE is broadly defined as masks, goggles, face masks, gowns, gloves, and even disinfecting wipes, the things that we can use to protect ourselves from either getting the disease as healthcare workers or transmitting the disease if we have it. As I'm sure many of you have seen, one of the biggest impediments to controlling the transmission and caring for patients in other countries and even in areas which have a higher incidence of the disease than we do here in Western North Carolina, the shortage of personal protective equipment is acute. And so if we were to use PPE as we obtain samples from patients for testing and they're otherwise very low risk, we run the risk of not having that valuable equipment, that life-saving equipment for patients when they come into the hospital. CDC and the State Department of Health and Human Services and others have recommended conserving PPE by not testing and saving it for patients' care when they become ill.
If you're coming from Atlanta, stock up on groceries for the time that you will be here. If you're planning on staying here for a month or so, we expect you to quarantine in place for 14 days. That means stay at your home and not be socializing and traveling around town. This is not the season as normal.
Now, we appreciate everything that you're doing every day you come in. Could people possibly be paraphrasing what you say on Facebook?
Listen to it here on WHLC and get it directly from these broadcasts. I know there's a lot of things on Facebook. Some things might be spot on accurate, but then there's a lot of rumor and speculation and distortion and paraphrasing out there too.
Now, some of the things that the police are telling everyone when they stop us, it's about homeowners, second homeowners.
One clarification. If someone is coming to Highlands because they have an essential job, they can stay in a hotel or motel because that's an essential function that they're providing. There is nothing for the tourists and day trippers to do in Highlands. The message the police are telling them, drive on through. Hotels, motels are shut down. Our retail businesses on Main Street are shut down, except for takeout with the restaurants. Of course, we want the local residents to support. Our recreational facilities are shut down.
Just got this message from Gibby Shaheen. I know you're aware of this. Mm-hmm. So please take notice. The Finance Committee shall meet and discuss the Town of Highlands' financial response to COVID-19. The Fire Department Construction, the IT Communications Committee shall meet and discuss the Wide Open Networks contract on Tuesday, March 31st at 8:30.
And I want to assure all of the business owners and the residents, we will not cut anybody off during this state of emergency. People are under stress right now. The mayor's under stress. We've got our town staff, our billing clerks who are manning the front desk and the telephone at town hall. And I want to really express my appreciation to them.
You know, running is a great release for stress. Are the Roadrunners meeting? Are you running?
The Roadrunners have canceled any group runs, but people are out running. I was running yesterday. I just needed a little bit of exercise and a little stress relief. And I was de-stressing, except as I go down Fifth Street, I run by a house and there is a white garbage bag sitting right next to the mailbox waiting for it to be picked up.
Did you pass on by?
I kept on running.
Okay, good.
I'd love for us to be in a situation at the end of April where we can have Highlands pickup. All events are in question. We can't really plan that far in advance.
This has been a special COVID-19 virus report from Mayor Patrick Taylor and WHLC, FM 104.5 and WHLC.com.